into his ninth month now of early morning radio. More radio than he's ever done his whole life. Jason Kanz from jasoncanz.com. In fact, as we were at the premiere, the world premiere of Switched in Chippewa Falls last night, which is a fine film, isn't it?
It was really good. It was a lot of fun to watch. I thought it was really well done. Lots of laughs in the theater, so it's good.
Yeah, and deals with bullying, and but it's got a hopeful message at the end, so hang with it. But the fact is that you mentioned to me, basically, you've been here for more of these early morning appearances than I have. I mean, I guess I missed a week. You were there, Mr. Faithful. Even when you were on vacation, you joined us. So,
That's true. That is true, yeah.
Thank you.
It's been a good time. I'm always up at this time of day anyway, so it's been good to connect with my friend, even though it's over the airwaves every day.
That's right. Well, this morning, a quote from the late, great Henry Nouwen was something that I thought would be worth tackling. In fact, yesterday when I saw Remy Diedrich, the former pastor from Cedarbrook in Menominee, I think he's serving on an interim basis in Michigan these days, but he posted this, and I said, Jason Kanz, how do we not discuss this? So here's the quote. I'll throw it out. Nouwen said, when we give up what sets us apart from others, not just property, but also opinions, prejudices, judgments, and mental preoccupations, then we have room within to welcome friends as well as enemies.
Yeah. And I said, that sounds good. I'm reading it again. I've read it a few times since you sent it to me yesterday. And so often lately, it seems that we are focusing on our divisiveness. I'm actually working on a blog piece right now that I'm tentatively titling "Those People," because just yesterday my cousin had posted just kind of a really ugly scenario, and everybody responded with, "Well, it's because of that party," and you know, and it's so much of this "those people," and we don't look what makes us the commonalities between us, the that we're talking about fellow image bearers, and so we lead to division rather than welcome, as he says, friends as well as enemies.
Yeah, I mean, and at this time of the year, counting down 60 days till the election, I mean, certainly it can be about politics or social issues, or again, but you know, when it comes to trying to build, say you meet somebody new, I mean, you try to find out where you're from, what do? You're trying to find out what connection you have, right? You're trying to build a commonality, building a bridge.
Yeah, and I think that phrase, building a bridge, is what we seem to be lacking a lot. It seems like we're burning a lot of bridges instead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm starting this blog post with this well-known quote from Alexander Solzhenitsyn that says, "The line separating good and evil passes not through states, nor between classes, nor between political parties either, but right through every human heart." And even within hearts overwhelmed by evil, one small bridgehead of good is retained. And even in the best of all hearts, there remains an uprooted small corner of evil. You know, and I think that draws us to the commonality between us. If we can see our shared humanity and our shared brokenness, it allows us to hopefully connect at a deeper level than what we maybe are doing right now.
Yeah, for sure. Well, those are good ideas. And again, there's going to be those differences of opinion. But again, I don't know. I say this quote so many times, but in essentials, unity; in non-essentials, freedom; and in all things, love. And so, you know, one of the themes of the movie last night, we began there, let's end there. I mean, this idea of lead with love. In fact, the advice from the mom of Cassandra Evans in the movie, right, was lead with love. We hear that a number of times. Our friend Andrea, that's her study guide that goes with the movie. It's called Lead with Love. And I love that saying. And so what is leadership if it doesn't start with love? And so there you go.
And maybe end there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So be thinking about that. In fact, that Josh Wilson tune, we'll get it on this morning after 6, but Revolutionary, it's about kindness? What if there was a revolution? It's come to the point, Jason, that to be kind is revolutionary. That's how crazy
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, and I want to be a revolutionary if that's the case.
All right, tell you what, we'll have that tune following 10th Avenue North. Thank you, Jason. God's grace. And we'll give you off on Monday. Talk to you again on Tuesday, okay?
Sounds good.
There we go. He deserves a day off.
Well, as we are celebrating the release, hometown release of Switch today at Micon Cinemas Eau Claire in Chippewa Falls, go support your local theaters and our local screenwriter, Andrea Polnasek. We've been asking you on the WIB listener line, 715-396-1670, what's the best piece of advice that your mom ever gave you? So we'd love you to continue weighing in on that. And then we have 10 pieces of advice from the famous Walt Disney as well.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I didn't have one. My mom has loved me and encouraged me, but there wasn't like one thing. Like my grandma was really big on marry a Christian, and my dad was really big on go to college. And my mom, just love and encouragement comes to mind. How about you?
Well, and the thing is, when I think about my mom, I can't necessarily remember certain sayings as mm-hmm. much. It was more just the way that she lived and mm-hmm. that she still lives. I mean, someone who gets up when it's still dark and is reading her Bible. And we'd laugh a lot at mom when we were younger, because if we were watching a movie as a family, she'd always fall asleep. Why? Because she was so tired from serving us all day long. And so those are kind of the things that I took away from growing up with a mom like that, is to just serve and serve.
You know what comes away for me when I think about your mom is the peanut butter chocolate pie you brought in.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Actually, quick plug, if I can, Slice of Life with Pregnancy Help Center is going to happen this year, October 4th. It's a Sunday afternoon. They're going to do it drive-in style at the Stardust in Chateau. So
there will be
more will be coming up soon, but we've got some great events for our local crisis pregnancy centers. Let's talk about Walt Disney's 10 pieces of advice, shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we? Yes.
Okay. Should I start with number one?
Go ahead.
Start small and let it grow.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, dream big, but work hard.
Mm-hmm. Like it.
Hey, number three, enjoy what you're doing. Absolutely.
Keep it upbeat.
Keep it light.
Watch details.
Mm. 10 pieces of advice from Walt Disney here. Never take anything for granted.
Learn by your mistakes.
Life is a game.
No effort is ever lost. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. 10 pieces of advice from Walt Disney.
Gotta love it. He, smart guy, knows a lot.
Big dreamer, big visionary, but look at what happened, huh?
Right? Absolutely.
Another week has flown by, and as we send you into the holiday weekend, we want to do our public service here on the WIB Wake Up Show and get you caught up on all that you might have missed with news, politics, sports, pop culture, etc. We call it headlines. Here we go.
A group of scientists say the latest data show that the universe is expanding way too fast.
Aren't we all?
True.
Yeah, during the pandemic.
Yeah. According to a study, when you're forced to physically balance yourself, you make better shopping decisions. For example, shopping in extremely high heels makes you want to buy a pair of flats.
Mm. Makes sense. Never a new survey reveals that single men change their bed sheets only once every 3 months.
Ugh.
Let that sink in. Yeah, even the bed bugs are grossed out.
Ew.
A Florida man who spent 37 years in prison for crimes he didn't commit has been released. Now put on this mask, hurry home, and don't come out.
Yeah. Mississippi is down to two choices for a new state flag.
One that misspells the state with one P and one that misspells the state with three S's.
Oh, take your pick.
Hard choices.
A study found that a lack of sleep actually does not impair a surgeon's ability.
That is, unless you're really picky about which army's leaving behind.
True.
The U.S. Open Tennis Championships are underway.
Social distancing means each player will be on their own court and just lob the ball over the wall.
Hey, it's September, which is Backpack Safety Month.
Backpack safety is a real thing. They even sell helmets for backpacks now.
And finally, Joe Biden and Donald Trump will debate three times.
Each debate will have three 15-minute sessions broken up by 10-minute naps.
Seems prudent.
They're both in their mid to late 70s.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Well, John's on the West Coast and not able to reach him, the director of Switch, unfortunately. So if somehow we can work it out between now and the end of the show, we'd gladly have him on. I was there for it was the world premiere of Switch.
That's awesome.
Micon Chippewa Falls last night. Good crowd. Folks, mass social distancing to the largest extent possible. And
we do it right in Chippewa.
You do. You do, absolutely.
Chippewa really does a great job.
Don't even get me started. You know, my family's talking about my wife. Let's just break off of the movie. Go see the movie. Five showings in Eau Claire. Two showings in Eau Claire, five in Chippewa per day. Okay.
So that's awesome.
There's Chippewa again.
Something to do. Yeah.
And, you know, support my kind. I got the large popcorn. Now, is this loving your wife? Last night during the movie, my wife's like, I could go for some more popcorn. As guests at the premiere, we got some a small popcorn and a drink. And during the movie, and at first I'm like, well, I want to keep watching this part. But I'm like, do you still want? She's like, yeah, I do. So loving husband gets up, goes, gets the popcorn, brings it back. And then it's a significant scene. So, but Chippewa, yes, we told Michael about the fact, Eau Claire, it's too risky to play football and soccer. He's a freshman. He's an athlete. Mm-hmm. And he's strong. He's fast. He'd like to play soccer.
Yeah.
My wife explains to him in Chippewa, they're going to school 5 days a week. And they're going to have sports. And he's like, let's move to Chippewa. It's not that easy, son.
Come on over, Alversons.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. He's going to go mountain biking, though.
Yes.
There's some athletics he can do.
Well, your husband, mountain biker extraordinaire, and part of the club, right? So
that's right.
I've never done it. I'm like, hey, the kid's 15, but I'm like,
George
W. Bush was like a mountain biker, and I'm like, I think there's only one significant injury I heard he had, so strap on the helmet. Let's do this.
So Caleb, there last you night, you know, Dean's telling me, yeah, I got a couple of bikes for Mark and Michael to use, and so I've got those bikes, but do we want our family to come with? I said, well, but honey, if they're using two of our bikes, do we have enough mountain bikes to all of us go? And he just laughed and said, yeah, we're fine.
It's his hobby.
We're good.
You need a hobby.
It's ridiculous. I love him so much.
Yeah, we do too. The listeners do.
I'm a little afraid, though, because, you know, he doesn't dabble well. He's talking about getting into kayaking. I'm like, oh my goodness, we were down in the Dells the other day, and there was a kayak rental place with a trailer. We had to pull in and look at their kayak hauling trailers and take pictures of them. And I'm like, oh, and so it begins. Scary.
Kayaking, great exercise.
Yeah.
And he likes disc golf.
He loves it. He made Mark and Peggy watch a hole or two
of
disc golf.
Made us? I mean, we went ahead and said, sure, we can.
You were polite. But
this is after the Need to Breathe concert.
It's a great activity.
To watch on YouTube?
Oh, I thought you meant like he was going to like say, oh, let me show you
how. YouTube of the pros disc golf.
It was one of the more entertaining aspects. As we left the Roth's house, Peggy's like, she was entertained by Hillary saying, that's enough, Dean. Two holes is enough. Dean's ready to keep one.
Here's the thing. I mean, what is it? It's Twitch, right? Where people watch other people play video games. So what's the difference between watching other people play disc golf?
Right. So. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.